Take hold of the Word. Something begins, if you let that, believe it and take it on in your heart, just stand and walk in it, begin to confess it with your mouth, something takes place. It's just the same and powerful as the moment that you received Christ in your life, confessed and believed. Amen? Does that moment, it was a mustard seed of faith that you believed that Jesus died for you. Amen? And you took it on, believed in your heart, and you confessed it with your mouth. But I want you to understand something. It doesn't stop there. Tell someone it doesn't stop there. See, our confession cannot stop. We got to keep confessing because we're convincing, we're declaring to our flesh and our mind that guess what? We're set free. Amen? Say set free. And he says you were alienated. We were aliens sometimes in our minds and our thinking. We were hostile in our minds and our thinking. There was a separation between us and God. Amen? And he says so this is happening in our mind. And he says, and enemies in your mind by the wicked works, yet now he hath reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable without fault in his sight, if you continue grounded and settled and not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Say good news, which you have heard. You first hear it. He says, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. I, Paul, made a minister of this. Ephesians. I want to lay a couple out here real quick for you. Ephesians 4. I'm just going over some things we learned last week. Ephesians 4:17. It says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity, worthlessness of their minds. You are not an enemy anymore. Tell someone you're not an enemy. Having the understanding darkened, those that feel that way, amen, those that walk in that way, having been alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, having given themselves over to no restraint, to work uncleanliness and greediness, but you have not learned. You have not learned this in Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth. How are we taught by that? It's in the Word. Say it's in the Word. By Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversations of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful thoughts, and you are renewed in the spirit of your mind. Say your mind. There's a renewing in your mind. I want you to understand something. This is walking in the Spirit. As you walk in the Spirit, amen, that you, as we take hold of the Word, it begins to renew your mind. Begins to renew your thinking. Say a new way of thinking. That's why he says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Change the way you think. Amen? Because we got to change the way we think. Amen? Whatsoever a man thinketh in his heart, that's what he is. You think it long enough? Come on, amen. I want you to see this and understand something. That I begin to believe what people told about me, they said about me, amen. I felt like I was worthless. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I began to believe that in my heart. Amen? And it caused me to begin to walk it out. I walked it out. What I believed in my heart about who I was. I felt like I was worthless. Felt like I was no good. And I want you to know that when I became saved, I got set free, then God began to work in my thinking. I began to walk it out. He wants me to walk it out. Faith upon faith. Amen? Precept upon precept. And he says, to 25. Wherefore, he says, in you put on a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth. Truth, for we are members of one of another. I'm going to jump down here. It says, let no corrupt communication. We talked about this. Corrupt communication. Don't speak things that aren't right that God says about you. God says that you're holy because of what he did. Come on, amen. He says you're worthy. He declares it. Of what he did. And when I receive it by faith, I cannot let any corrupt communication come out of my mouth, because whatsoever man believeth in his heart. So if you confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart. You've confessed it enough, you'll believe it. Come on, I'm going to say it again. You confess it enough, you're going to believe it. And you're going to begin to walk it out. You confess it, you confess it, you confess it, and then all of a sudden you'll look back and you're walking out what you're confessing in your mouth. I'm always getting on my daughter all the time. She's, I'm a horrible Parker. I'm a horrible Parker. I said, stop. I said, you're never going to get it right if you keep telling yourself you're no good at it. She's not even pulled into the parking spot. She says, I'm not going to do good. I said, stop. And I want to smack her in the head. Like, what was that? What was that? Lion King, remember? When he smacked him in the head? Rafiki, yeah. What did he say to him? Huh? Yeah. He was confessing something that was in the past. And he smacked him in the head and he tried to get... Where'd he hit him in the head? In his thinking. I want you to see something. The only way that we're enemies from God is in our minds. Because He made a way where there was no way. There's nothing that I can do. He's already done that. Amen? He's already made a way for me. So I got to begin to think of what He did for me, take hold of it, let it conceive, let it become birth in my heart. Let it begin to grow. Amen? Hallelujah. And he says, corrupt communication, he says, that it may minister and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption, and let no bitterness and strife come upon you. Ephesians 1:17 says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Him. This is key. Say, new thinking. That you get a revelation and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Of who He is. Because remember this, it's not religion, it's relationship. It's having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what's different between any other relationship. It's a personal relationship that I have with Jesus. And He says, cease not, but having a revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding, say your thinking, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of glory of His inheritance in the saints, what is invested in you, and what is exceedingly greatness of, say, His power, to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power of what He did. I want you to hear this and understand it's about what He did. Amen. When we focus on what He did, amen, it sets us free. It begins to release us. It begins to get this place, because we try to do things our way. We try to do it this way. We try to blah, 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 over and over again. We try to work it out on our own. But He's trying to get us to understand that, listen, it is by His power and by His might. It's by His might and His power that is done. In the midst of a relationship, it is receiving. It's receiving it. It's taking hold of it. It's believing it. When you hear that, you confess it in your mouth. You begin to run it over in your mind. You begin to get visions of Him. Amen. High and seated upon the throne. So no matter what comes our way, I want you to get this, that when a thought comes into your mind, you need to be like Peter. Remember when the snake jumped upon him, it grabbed hold of him, and it put some venom in him. Come on, sometimes you get some thoughts in your mind. Sometimes something tries to grab hold of you. Have you ever had that happen? Come on. Whether you might get a doctor's report, or someone might say something negative, or you might look at something and you say, well, I'll never have that. Guess what? Then you'll never have it. Amen? And I'm talking about God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be blessed. Amen. He wants you to be blessed. And He says, He wants you to be the head, not the tail. And what Paul did was, guess what? As soon as it came on him, we got to be like this in our thinking, that he shook it off. Come on, tell someone, shake it off. You need to shake it off. Amen. You need to shake it off, that thought. And you know what? When it comes your way, you need to shake it off and get a new thinking, new way of thinking. Begin to change your thoughts. Repent. Change your mind. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God is at hand. It reminds you, I'm right here. Hallelujah. All that I am is right before you. For you. Say for you. And He says that that our eyes of your understanding, I wrote this down, that we'd be enlightened, flooded with light. Flooded with light. Wow. The reality of Him, that darkness has to scatter. That negative thinking begins to scatter. That you may know what is the hope of His calling, and that the riches of glory of the inheritance, and what is the exceeding the greatness of His power to us who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which is brought forth in Christ, who was raised from the dead and set Him on the right hand of the heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, might, dominion, and every name named, not only in this world but also in the world to come. And hath put all things, say all things, under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. Hallelujah. I need to get my head right with the head. Amen. All right, Romans. I'm just laying some things. Is this okay? Romans 8. I'm going to make it plain. He says, and therefore, say therefore. There is no more condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh. Who walk not after. They're not thinking fleshy things, but they're beginning to think spiritual things. Remember? Walking, thinking in the Spirit. Amen? Not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Fleshly thoughts. What are fleshly thoughts? Fleshly thoughts are things of the dust, things of the earth. Worries and doubts and fears. Come on, amen. Those things that we have no power over, that we have no victory over those things in our own strength. We begin to consume them. Negative thinking. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm not holy. But He tells me I am. And He says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh of God, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. God sent His Son because man couldn't fulfill it in their own strength and their own ability. Amen? He says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind, say mind, the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To have spiritual mindset, it brings peace. And the only way that we have peace is through Christ. That He made peace between me and God. Amen. He settled my debts. Hallelujah. He made everything right. Come on, amen. So that I can remit, change my thinking, and receive the kingdom of God. All that He is. Amen. His intentions, His provision, and the reality of who He is. That's what the kingdom of God is. And He says, because the carnal mind is an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are of the flesh cannot please God. But you are not of the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of His. And if Christ be in you, in the body, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies, quicken your thinking, your bodies and spirit that He dwelleth in you. It will remind you, the Spirit will remind you that God's with you. Hallelujah. That you're empowered. Amen. See, that's what, when we mind the things of the Spirit, it'll remind us. Come on, amen. It'll begin to remind you. It'll begin to speak to you. Amen. Listen, when I walked it completely in the flesh and I was consumed by the flesh, I did all the lust of my flesh. Whatever I wanted to do, I just did it. It became natural to me. Say out of control. Some people can try to maintain it, amen. Some people can look like they got it under control, but their minds, hallelujah, they're messed up, hallelujah. That they can't control their thinking, or they try to keep it under, that no one can see what's on the outside. But God knows what's on the inside, amen. He knows the hurts. He knows the pain. Come on, we try to look like we got it all together. There's people out there that look like they got it all together, amen. But God knows you don't, amen. That's why He's saying, listen, you can't do this. You can't do this on your own. That's why I sent my Son, and take hold of what I gave you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, believeth. Say believeth. Do me a favor. Look in John whenever you get there in your studies. Start every time you see the word believeth or believe, underline. And can I tell you, this is really important to do in your Bible. Write all over it. Whenever God speaks to your heart about something, you see something, underline it. Begin to write it, put it down. Draw something, you know, write what God's speaking to you. Let it become alive, because this is alive. This is powerful. Give God the opportunity, because it's a relationship. He wants to talk to you. How does He talk to you? In His Word. Say, God never talks to me. Do you ever read your Bible? No. Well, He speaks to you in His Word. So just take it and just start, every time you see the word believe, just start underline. You'll be amazed. Amen. I can't tell you exactly how many there are, but there's a lot. It's important. Listen, so here He is. Where am I at? Where was I at last? I want to finish this here. And if Christ be in you, but if the Spirit of Him that raised Him up, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh. Come on. We are not bound by the flesh. I don't have to submit to my thinking. He says, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, then you shall die. But if through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of your body, you shall live. Tell someone you'll live. For as many are led by the Spirit, they are sons of God. Led by the Spirit. Led by Him. Led by Him speaking to you. Let Him speak to your heart. Amen. As you begin to learn to walk in the Spirit. Because we say that all the time. But what does that mean? Right here. Right here. Being walk in the Spirit. Amen. That you walk in the Spirit in a sense of your thinking. Where that you begin to take your thoughts and receive the Spirit. And walk in them. Say walk in it. Amen. You begin to make it a reality, the kingdom of God. Then all of a sudden, guess what? The Word of God become flesh and dwell among us. The Word of God become flesh and dwell among us. So as we walk in the Spirit, you begin to mind things of the Spirit. Let me say this. How many of you guys know what a set mark is? Like, if you're a machinist or work in a wood shop, they have tools where that you set the mark, where you begin to slide the wood or whatever through there, and it begins to cut the wood where the set mark is. It doesn't go outside of it. If you walk with that set line that's before it, it'll directly go with that set line. See, I want you to understand that Jesus, we need to change our setting. Change our setting. Set our hearts on God. A new way of thinking. Amen? James 1. This is the problem. Say this is the problem. He says, for let not that man think that he receive anything of... For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded, say double-minded, man is unstable in his ways. Let me go back here. Let me just read here the first part. It says, but let him that ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind, and it's tossed to and fro. For a double-minded man is unstable in his ways. What does it mean? Double thinking. Say double thinking. See, this is what gets us in trouble. Double thinking. Now, what do I mean by this? I want you to just stop for a second and let's just go. Let me go there real quick. I want to read this. This is in John or in Matthew. Matthew 16. He says this to Jesus, or Jesus said this to his disciples, and I've said this before, but I want you to see a double thinking. And he says, "Whom do men say that I am?" And Peter, he said unto him, he says, Simon Peter answered, he says, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." You're the Messiah. You're our Savior. And then Jesus says to him, that what? Flesh and blood. What does it say? Flesh and blood has not revealed this, but God your Father has. Say God thoughts. I want you to see this. This is why sometimes that we could see here that Peter at this way, he was growing, walking in the Spirit, trying to walk in the Spirit. But sometimes what happens, we got to get a hold of things, because the moment sometimes we can begin to think God thoughts, and the next minute, say next minute. This is why we got to be careful that we are not tossed to and fro by every wind and every doctrine. Come on, amen. By every thought that comes in my way, that I need to be stable in my thinking. He says, "And blessed art thou, Simon," he says, "because flesh and blood is not this. I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, thou shalt be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shalt be loosed in heaven." And Jesus is teaching him. He's declaring this to him. He's speaking this. He says, God, this is a God thought, that God spoke this into your spirit, and you received it, and you declared it. You spoke it. You didn't let nothing interfere with it. Next verse. Listen to this. Next verse. Say next verse. This isn't very long. This is 5 minutes later or so. And it says, "And from he began to show his disciples how that he must go to the..." He began to declare to them. He began to tell them that I'm going to go to the cross. And I'm going to die. Hallelujah. And after I die, after 3 days, I'm going to rise from the grave. And I'm going to be alive. Amen. He says that I'm going to be risen after 3 days. So he began to tell his disciples this. And what happens next is not a God thought. This is sometimes what happens to us. We let our flesh begin to guide us because of our thinking. We begin to reason in our mind. Remember, Jesus said that whenever the Sadducees and Pharisees there, Jesus is healing people, and he looked to the Sadducees. He says, "Why are you reasoning in your mind? Why are you thinking different thoughts?" Remember, in their thoughts they were thinking, "How can you do this? How are you able to do this? Why can you do this?" Sometimes, come on, we question God. We say, "God, Lord, how are you going to do this? God, how are you able to do it?" That's reasoning in your mind. That's thinking. Amen. Those aren't God thoughts. That we got to get a hold of them. That we're not tossed to and fro. That we're not unstable in our faith with God. And he began to say, he says, "And Peter took him and began to rebuke." What? He began to rebuke Jesus, saying, "Be it far from me, Lord, that shall not be unto thee." And Jesus immediately turned to Peter and he says, "Get behind me." He said, "Get behind me." And why did he say, "Get behind me"? He says, "Listen, because my vision, I'm having God thoughts. You need to get that thought out of here." He says, and he called him, he says, "The father, the devil, the Satan." He says, "You were having those wrong thoughts." And he says, "You need to get behind me." The next verse, it was right there, right after the first one, where he says, "God gave you this thought." And the next verse, he says, "You had a wrong thought." He says, you need to have the right thoughts. Told him to get behind me, Satan. Amen? So we can see what Peter did, but we see what Jesus did. As soon as the wrong thought come, Jesus said, "Get behind me." Say, "Shake it off." Come on, amen? Shake it off. That we need to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Galatians 6. You can look it up, but it says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that so he reaps." Whatever you begin to think, that's what you'll reap. Proverbs. Let's go and look at Genesis. I'm going to talk about God thoughts for a second, all right? So we need to go back to the beginning. You okay? I'm getting through this pretty quick, so stay with me. Take notes. And he says, "Now the serpent, who was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made, and said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said." Say, "Has God said?" Remember, God says you can eat every tree. Remember, he told him, he says, "Eat every tree." He said, but he told him to stay away from there. Amen. I want you to have God thoughts. Say God thoughts. I want you to take hold of my word. Don't let nothing get in the way. Come on, amen. That moment the enemy came in, he placed a seed in her thinking. He gave her a thought. In that moment, she conceived in her mind. We look at James, where James says that if you conceive, let me just read real quick. James 8, look up James 1, 8 and 9. While I keep going here. And it says, unto the woman, he says, "Yea, hath God said, trying to get you to think, trying to get you to change your way of thinking, trying to change your thought pattern. And it says, "And you shall not eat of every tree of the garden." And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you shall die." And the serpent said unto the woman, "Yea, you shall not die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Do you got that, James 8 and 9? It says, "A double-minded man is unstable." Oh, is that it? James 8 and 9. I'm sorry, 14. James 1, 14. Sorry. I want you to see this. "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Next verse. "Then, when lust hath conceived," that thought that I begin to think, this is where it happened right here. She began to conceive it. He says, "And it bring forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bring forth death." So I want you to see this, that he lied to her. He lied to her. This is the powerful thing, that they ate from the tree of good and evil. The Bible says in Proverbs, it says, "There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death." It seems right. This is why I want you to understand something, that our thinking, our fleshly thinking, will lead us to destruction in our mind, to defeat. That we won't walk in victorious living when we begin to walk that way. So he says, and she says, he says, "For God knows that when you eat that," and she saw that the tree was good, that it was pleasant to her eyes. Wow. "And the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit," there it is, "and ate it, and gave it to her husband. And he took it." Tell someone, shake it off. There's a lot of things that people might try to give you. There's a lot of words that we can receive from people, but unless it's truth, we can't receive it. You got to shake it off. Come on, amen. And it says, and their eyes were open immediately, and they knew that they were naked. Immediately, their eyes were open, and they were naked. Their eyes were open because of wrong thinking. They've seen their nakedness. They've seen their shame. I want you to know that, listen, they were having God thoughts. And with God thoughts, they didn't see themselves naked. They didn't see themselves ashamed. They saw them right with God. They walked with God in the cool of the night. They walked with God. They talked with God. They had fellowship with God. Come on, amen? This didn't happen overnight. They had a relationship with God. But as soon as they began to hear a different thought, they conceived it in their heart and it produced death. But I want you to hear something. This is the problem sometimes. Sometimes that we take hold of this and she began to say, wait, I didn't die. God's a liar. See, this is the thing that we got to understand, that sometimes we wonder why something might not happen and the enemy will try to see, God's a liar. You didn't die. So he'll try to play things in your minds and your thinking to make you think that God's a liar. But I want you to know, they died right then and there in the spirit. Right then and there. They didn't die in the flesh. It took them hundreds of years to die. You know why? Because there was so much spirit in them. There was so much life in them that God blew life into them that it took hundreds of years for them to die. And from that moment on, each year, it became less and less and less and less and less. Have you ever noticed? Since Christ rose from the dead, it became greater and greater and greater. 104 years old, his mom is. 104. Think about this. So that moment on, they died. They began to see shame, nakedness, that they weren't worthy, they weren't good enough. Because of wrong thinking. They become double-minded. And he said this, and he says, and Adam said unto him, because thou hearken unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, that I spoke you. I spoke to you and told you not to do this. He says, for that sake, he says, sorrow shall eat of the days of thy life. All the sorrow, all the thorns, all the things that are negative out there. I want you to know it's because of sin. Sickness, disease. Come on, tell someone it's because of sin. Because they received that. Whatsoever man receives, sows, he shall reap. He says, in thorns and thistles shall thou bring forth. He says, in sweat shall fall off thy face. Thanks a lot. Ye shall eat the bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Amen. And let me jump over here. And it says, and the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, you are cursed above all cattle, every beast of the field, upon the belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of your life. And I will put an enmity between thee and the woman. Listen, he said that you will eat of the dust. Remember, carnal thinking. Tell someone carnal thinking. You will eat of the dust of the ground. You will eat carnal thinking. Listen, the only way not to give the enemy any place, don't let him get into your thinking. That's where we become an enemy with God, because you feed him with your thinking. Come on, you feed the flesh, and the flesh grows. Amen? What do? You feed the Word, and your spirit grows. Amen? He says, let's look at Joshua real quick. So we got to get right thinking. Amen. How do we do that? And he says, this is in 1:8, and it says, this book of the law, say the word. He says, it shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to which it is written. For then, say then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. He says, when you meditate upon the word and let it be in your mouth, as you meditate upon the word, listen, it is the power of the word. Of Christ. This isn't just a letter. Come on. This is powerful. This is alive. It speaks. Come on, tell someone it speaks. I want you to know it speaks. And if you let God speak to you, let Him speak to you. Amen. That He'll quicken you. He'll quicken you. He'll cause you to come alive. He'll show you that, guess what? You don't have to be ashamed anymore. That you don't have to take hold of saying that you're not worthy anymore. That you're right with Him. That you're the righteousness in Christ. And He says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and be of courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest, wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, compare, blah, 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 tell the people. And in verse 13 it says, remember the word. Say, remember the word. Remember the word. Meditate. Think about it. Take hold of it. Let it begin to quicken your heart. Let God speak. Remember that I just heard this morning when I was driving to work. Word of God speak. Fall down like rain. It's the word of God. It was the word of God that was spoken over my life. That man, when I received it, it caused me to come alive. That darkness that was within me enlightened me. It was the word of God that quickened my heart, quickened me. Wow. Gave me a God thought. God loves me? Boom. Isaiah 55. A couple more scriptures here. I hope this is helping you. It says, behold, thou shalt call nations and thou knowest not, and nations, blah, 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 blah. Verse 6. Let me think. Am I going to go down? Verse 6. 7. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake, say forsake, his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Change your thinking. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts, say God thoughts. Repent of your thoughts and think of my thoughts. He says, for my thoughts are not. I got to have God thoughts. And He says, neither are my ways your ways. For as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Come on, tell someone, get God thoughts. Come on, get God thoughts. And He says, for as the rain cometh down and snow from heaven and returneth. Let me get this. It's pinched here. He says, and watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and the bread to the eater. So shall my word, say His word, be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in that which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and hills shall break forth before you in singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of thorns shall come, amen, up, instead of thorns, instead, He says, a bitter shall come up myrtle. He says, and it shall be the Lord for thy name, for everlasting sign, that thou shalt not be cut off. Amen. That's the word that we begin to declare. God's word. We speak God's word. This is powerful for our prayer life. That we speak God's word. Amen. It cannot return to Him void. We take God's word. We receive God's word. We speak it back to Him. Amen. And it shall accomplish that which it was declared. But what happens, we get it missed, where that God speaks the word, and if we don't receive it and think it and take hold of it. Amen? Ephesians 3. Two more scriptures here. Ephesians 3:18. And it says, of whom the whole family, that we may be able to comprehend, that we can think this through with all the saints. What is the breadth? What is the length, the depth, and the height? And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, unto Him that is able to exceedingly and abundantly above all, say all, that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto the glory of Christ by the church, by Jesus Christ, throughout all ages. Through all ages. Amen? That it be through all ages. John 3. John 3. 3 through 6, and it says, and Jesus said unto them, he says, verily, he began to speak. Remember, he was speaking to Nicodemus. And he said unto him, except a man be born again, he cannot see, say see, the kingdom of God. You must be born again. Nicodemus had a hard time reasoning this in his mind. And he said, Nicodemus said unto him, he says, how can a man be born when he's old? How can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb or be born again? And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, first time he says, see, you need to be born again. You need to be quickened. You need to receive that word. You need to receive me in your life as a Savior. We receive it into our lives. Amen. And we're saved. Amen. Say, I'm saved. Set free. But I want you to see here. He says, but I want you not just to see it. There's a lot of people out there that are in churches that can see it. And Jesus is my Savior. But He wants you to enter into it. Enter into what? The kingdom. God's reality, God's kingdom, amen? All that He has for you, amen? Today, say today. That He wants you to see it and walk in it today. He wants you to enter into the reality of the kingdom of God, amen? He wants you to walk it out. He wants you to walk in the Spirit, amen? So when we begin to take hold of our thoughts and our thinking, we begin to walk out into that reality because He says that, listen, I want you to see that. He said, because it is, how is it? By water and of Spirit. Say water. And Spirit. Remember this. Remember God says that His bride would be cleansed by what? The washing. Be sanctified by the washing of what? The Word. So the Word is what? Water. So as we are washed by the Word. Come on, amen. Cleansed. Amen. Sanctified. Set free. Amen. By the Word of God, we're set free and that we can walk it out. What's being washed in our thinking, in our minds? Cleansing our thoughts. Renewing my mind. Hallelujah. Repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Don't just stand back. Repent. Change your thinking and so that you can enter in. Come on. Change your thinking so that you can enter into it. So you don't just see it, but enter into it. Have the reality of it. Have the fullness of it. Hallelujah. Walk it out. Say walk it out. That we can walk it out. And he says, And that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. For the wind bloweth here and there, he says, in the sound thereof, but you cannot see which way it goes. He says, that which is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, he says, how can these things be? Remember, there he is. He's reasoning this in his mind. He began to think this thing out. And Jesus kept saying, and you can look up here, verse 15, verse 16, verse 17, verse 18, he says, believeth. Say, believeth. Believeth. He says, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Adam and Eve perished when they did not believe. When they didn't have the right thinking, they perished. But he says, if you believe, you will not perish. but of everlasting. Come on, that you'll take hold of it, that you can walk into kingdom reality. My last thing is this. In Revelations, it's powerful. Because it describes the throne of God. I like to preach it sometime. Because the reality of it is this, that we've been talking about, that if I see Him high and lifted up, in my thinking, come on, that I begin to walk it out, I begin to, that He's above everything. Say He's above everything. But what was before the throne was this. Do you know what it described the throne of God? It says that there was a sea of glass before the throne. It was like crystal. Do you know what that speaks of? It says that it was calm. There was no waves. It wasn't tossed to or fro. It wasn't double-minded. But it was calm. A sea of glass. To be before the throne, to see Him high and lifted up, it's got to be... We got to have a new way of thinking. Come on, amen. We got to have God thoughts. We got to see Him high and lifted up. We got to believe His word. We got to take hold of it. We got to renew our thinking. We got to continue to let it grip our hearts. Take hold of us, amen. To renew our thinking, to grab hold of us, to take hold of us, to let God grab us. And man, listen, that we can be at a place where that when God speaks to our hearts, amen, that we respond, that we move in it. We don't have to question it. We don't have to doubt it. But we just respond to that word of God. Because our mind is powerful. It is powerful. Look at this. Look at somebody thought of an airplane and created it. Listen, I was at a engine or energy where they take gas from the ground and they bring it through these lines. They pull it from the ground. How do they do that? They bring it and they go into the depths of the earth and they draw out this gas and they bring it forth and they build these huge, I'm looking at these huge cylinders and these generators that they have, that they take that gas and they turn it into energy and then they send it out to you. Those are powerful thoughts. Come on, I want you to think about that. That's the power of your mind and your thinking. I think it's so powerful for us to take hold of that and understand that let's get God thoughts. Let's let God grip our hearts and our thinking. That we can walk this out. That we can enter into the kingdom. Just stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord, I just pray right now, God. Whatever heaviness, whatever things, doubts, and fears that try to grip us, God, hallelujah. Right now, I just declare them, God, right now. Hallelujah, Lord. I just pray to God, Lord, that we let your word speak to them. That you give us revelation in the depths of our thinking, God. Lord, you change our thinking. Change our mind. Lord, that we see God thoughts, that we know that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Our thoughts are so earthy and so small. God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you just continue to speak into our hearts as a people, God. Renew our thinking. Hallelujah. Lord, that we can walk in kingdom realities, God. All your purposes, all your plans, your intentions. God, Lord, because your word says to God, Lord, that your plans for us, to God, Lord, are to prosper. Hallelujah. And so many things come up against us that cause us to Lord, just to stop and get our attention and try to grab our attention, try to grab our thinking, to think that maybe you're not there for us. To think that maybe you don't love us or maybe it's not for me. But God, Lord, we rebuke them right now, those thoughts, God. God, Lord, I pray to God that you begin to wash our thinking, our minds right now. Each one of us. And Lord, like we can take hold of that you said to God to put on the whole armor of God. That you put on the helmet of salvation. That we know to God, Lord, the thoughts that I can do is because of the power of you. By your resurrection power. Lord, in the midst of that, to God, Lord, I can think new thoughts. I don't have to have earthly thoughts, but I can have heavenly thoughts. And I can think, as it is in heaven, let it be done on earth. Let it be done to God, Lord, the way that you think, let it be done in me, God, right here, right now in my life, that we can walk in fullness, God. So I pray right now, God, Lord, wherever there's a battle here going on in our minds, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we surrender. We surrender to the power of your might and your strength and your word. Wash us. Cleanse our thinking. Lord, that we can lift up our hands without wrath, without doubt, without fear. We can trust you. Know that you never fail us. Lord, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's just take a second. Let God speak to your heart right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, God, Lord Jesus, right now, God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, let us shake off, hallelujah, thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. We give you praise, God. Glory to be your name. We thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. My brother right there. Man, I really feel a drawing. I feel like that you've come looking for some answers, that you're just wondering some things in your heart, pondering things. Sometimes it feels like a door is shut, that you're not sure which way to go or which direction to take. I just feel that the Spirit of God saying that He's the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. That you're not alone. That even in the midst, that when they sang the song that in the midst of shadows, He doesn't work in shadows, but sometimes because of our cloggy thinking or cloudy thinking, sometimes we don't always see God in the midst, but God's right there, with His arm outstretched, saying, I'm here for you. I want to strengthen you. I want to lift you up. I want to bring you up higher. So I'm here to tell you that God's for you, not against you. Hallelujah. He's for you, not against you. Hallelujah. That He wants to be your strength in the midst of whatever you're going through. That He wants to bring new life to you. Hallelujah. Lord, right now, I pray to God, Lord, as you speak right now, God, Lord, breathe new life right now, God. Lord, speak to his heart, enlighten his heart. Speak to him, God, Lord, the reality of the kingdom of God. Lord, your love for him, the depth, the width, the height, hallelujah, the breadth to God, Lord. Let him know to God, Lord, the expansion of your love, God, Lord, that you're with him, God. You came to God, Lord, for him to have life and have life abundantly, the fullness of it. And peace, God. Lord, will we speak right now to God, Lord, that, Lord, whatever's trying to disrupt his thinking, God, Lord, and whatever's facing, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you work through this, God, move through this, God, Lord, bring peace, God, and guidance and direction, God. Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, I thank you for your word, God. I thank you, God, Lord, that you continue to speak to us, God. I pray to God, Lord, that we just don't let this pass us by. But God, I pray to God, Lord, that you just awaken us and remind us each day to God, Lord, how important it is to eat our daily bread. To eat it. Hallelujah. To eat God thoughts. Come on, say God thoughts. Come on, eat God thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah. And they're victorious and they're prosperous. Hallelujah. And they'll bring life. And blessing and success. That's what His Word says. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless somebody. Amen. I'll see you Saturday night. Amen.